Gentlemen, welcome. We're on Tess and the Bays. We're up to the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud. Says the Halakha Mishnah. And then Amir Tashem, we're going to pick it up Wednesday, 22 minutes before davening. Should be like me, wake up before, forget this man, so you can eat a shtickle on Sol and Gedalia. Maybe Zakari Nishma B'Shachris. When does one say Shema? In the morning. A number of opinions. Sheyakir ben Tcheles Lilavan. They're able to identify the color blue from the color white. Rabbi Elazar Omer, this is the time for meeting up until when it's dark, you can't tell the difference in colors. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no. He says when you can identify between the difference ben Tcheles Lekarte, between the color blue, Tcheles, and the color that is Karte, which is like a greenish hue. Now, the Gemara has an implied question. What is the last time one could say Kriya Shema? And the Tanakh, they say, Ad Neitz HaChama, up until sunrise. Rises. Rabbi Shua Omer, no, Ad Shalosh Shos. You have 3 hours additional time to say Kriya Shema. Why? Shekein Derech Malachim Lamud B'Shalosh Shos. Because the nature of kings is to wake up from their sleep. Okay? Up until 3 hours. And therefore, what is 3 hours into the day still called Mida Araisa? What is it called? No? Mida Araisa. What pasuk? Ubikumechab. Since kings still rise at that time, it's still under the rubric of Ubikumechab. The Mishnah then concludes, HaKorim Mikan V'Elech, if one reads after the 3rd hour, which is on a perfect 6 to 6 day, 9 a.m., if he reads at 9:15, Lo Hifsid, he doesn't lose the reward. Nevertheless, he doesn't fulfill his obligation of Kriya Shema, but he's like Adam HaKorim B'Torah, he's like a person who's reading Psukim from the Torah. Says the Gemara, my ben Tcheles Lavan, when it says that Kriya Shema begins when you can be able to identify the difference between blue and white, what does that mean? Ilema ben Gvava de Amra Chiyura, li Gvava de Amra de Tchelta. If you're going to tell me that you're talking about distinguishing between a piece of wool that is white and a piece of wool that is blue, Habalele Nami made the Yade. We already know the difference between blue and white if they're on 2 separate strips of wool in the evening. So that can't be. Ella says the Halakha Gemara ben Tcheles Shabbat Lulavan Shabbat. You have 1 string of wool, and on that string of wool there is blue and white, and you can identify when it stops from being blue and when it begins being white. Okay, the Gemara is now going to bring an additional brisa that brings additional opinions when the beginning time of Kriya Shema is. Tes Amud Beis, we're already in the Gemara. Tanya, we learned in the brisa of Meir Omer, the beginning down of Kriya Shema is Mishayakir, when a person wakes up in the morning and is able to identify the difference ben Ze'ev LeKelev, the difference between a dog and a fox. Opinion number 2, Rabbi Kiva Omer, the Halakha Rabbi Kiva says, ben Chomer LeOred, the difference between a donkey and a mule. Okay, they're very, very similar. V'acher Momrim, and the Chachamim say, Mishayir es Chaver Rochuk Dalet Amis, when you're able to see your friend from a distance of 4 cubits, V'yakirenu, and be able to identify him. Amar Rav Huna comes along. Rav Huna, he looks at these 3 opinions and he says, Halachik Acherim, the Halach in fact follows that of the Acherim, which means you have to be able to identify your friend from a distance of 4 amas. Amar Abai, the Gemara now brings additional opinions vis-a-vis the time of Kriya Shema of Shachris. Amar Abai, lit tefillin, when it comes to putting on tefillin, which time is a little bit before Kriya Shema, there we paskin like the Acherim, which is the ability to recognize your friend, what's called Mishayakir. That's a very important term, right? Because everyone always talks, oh, when is Mishayakir today? Right? Because that's the earliest time for tefillin. Le Kriya Shema, when it comes to Kriya Shema, Kivasikin. It's like the people of Vasikin. What is Vasikin? We'll see in a moment. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin, the ideal time, the humble people, the people who love mitzvahs, Hayugomrasa, they would complete the Kriya Shema, Im Haneitz Achama, with the sunrise. Meaning they began to say Kriya Shema a shtickle before sunrise, okay, in order to complete it with the sunrise, so that you said Shemona Esrei at the best possible time, which is what? Sunrise. Pet peeve. Everybody loves taking chumras upon themselves. This one's going to Uman, this one's doing that, the other thing, whatever it is. It's a great mitzvah that people don't do, which is called Vasikin. Right? You know why people don't do Vasikin? Even though it's too early in the morning. Stop. This is, if you want to take a chumra upon yourself, Mamish is a Vasikin minion in almost every neighborhood. Listen, I try my best in the wintertime when there's no yeshiva to daven Vasikin, because it's not so difficult. I think today, I don't know what it was about. When I got up, it was dark, but 6:45-ish. Okay. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned it. A Braisa. Okay, I'm off. I just got off my soapbox. I don't get on my soapbox traditionally, but there I just did. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned in a Braisa. Vasikana, you go Menosa Imanet Zachama. They would complete Kriya Shema with the sunrise. Why? Kadeshi Yismok, Ulu Tfilah, in order to juxtapose the redemption to that of Tfilah. That right after Kriya Shema, they would say, Gulas Mitzrayim, they would go right into Shemona Esrei. V'nimtzim is Pal B'yom, and it turns out that since you daven Kriya Shema right before sunrise, the Shemona Esrei would happen by day. Amrav Zera says, Zera Maikra, what's the pasuk that we lean on to establish this particular minyan, minhag, to daven right after Nates? It says in pasuk, Yira'ucha im shamash ulefnei yareach dor dorim. That means when it says Yerucha, that's Kabbalah's Ol Malchus is going to lead us to Yira Shemayim. When is that? Im Shemesh. That's with the sun. Namely, when the sun comes up, that's when you're going to develop that. Hey, Id. Now the Gemara is going to continue vis-a-vis the halachas of Smichas Gula Tvila, which we spoke already about on Dalam Abayz. Now we're going to talk about it more, which is the juxtaposition of the redemption to Tvila, the juxtaposition of Kriya Shema to Shemona Esrei. Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Eliyakim, Mishum Kahala Kadisha Dibushalayim. Rabbi Yossi ben Eliyakim testified in the name of the holy congregation in Jerusalem. Kol Asome Gula Tfila, whoever juxtaposes the redemption to the Tfila, Eino Niza Kol Yom Kul, he will never get hurt that particular day. Reb Zera says, Reb Zera, is this true? Eini, is this true? V'ha Ana Samche Vidzaki. One time I put Gula Tfila and I got hurt that day. Rulei, the B'nai Yeshiva said to Reb Zera, B'mai Idzaka, how did you get hurt? Says him, Da'amte Asa Lebe Malka. He says, I was bringing hadasim, I was bringing myrtle branches to the king. Okay? Hasim Nami Boile Lemehev Agra Lemechse Ape Malka. Right? I went there, I should get reward in order to see the face of the king. Right? Not only should I not gotten hurt, he says, I'm doing something important. I'm going to see the king. Why is that important? Amar B'yochan, Aliyolim Yishtad Alom Larus Lekros Malchi Yisrael. A person should always run to see the king of Israel. V'loy Lekros Malchi Yisrael Bilvad. Not only to see the king of Israel, Ela Afilu Lekros what? Malchi Ovdei Kochavim. It's even an important thing to see the kings of non-Jewish nations. She'im Yizkeh. Because if you do see it, right, if you merit to see it, then Yavkin Ben Malchi Yisrael Lemalchi Ovdei Kochavim. You're able to distinguish between the kingdom of Klal Yisrael and the kingdom of the Goy. Okay? So he is confused as to why he should have gotten in pain. Okay? So he got benefit from there. So anyway, should have given covet. So the Gemara continues. Vis-a-vis Smichas Gula Tefillah. You should just know that there's something that's a very important Gemara we just learned about Malchus. Because the idea of Rosh Hashanah is coronating the king. In order for us to coronate the king, sometimes we need imagery as to what a king is. And therefore, that's the chashuv thing of seeing a king. It gives us an imagery. Therefore, when one comes Rosh Hashanah, we could use that imagery to help us out. Says the Gemara continues, vis-a-vis Smichas Gula Tefillah. Amar le Rabbi Eliyola. When I went to Eretz Yisrael, Sheil b'shloma de Rabbi Barona Achi, he says, Sir Ilyo says to Ula, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, check out Rabbi Barona, my brother, b'maymid kol ha-chabura, who's establishing a chabura, de Adam Gadol who, he is an Adam Gadol v'sameach b'mitzvos. He is mamish rejoicing in his mitzvos. Zim nechada, one time Rabbi Barona juxtaposed Geula Tfila, v'lay pasich hova mipume kula yoma, hocha, excuse me, and the smile did not come off his face the entire day. Amazing, no? That's amazing. Could you imagine? You do a mitzvah, you enjoy the whole day. Halavai by all of us. Says the Gemara, wait a second, there's a technical problem with Smichas Gula Tefillah. Hey, Chimatzi Samech, how could one juxtapose Gula Tefillah? V'ham Rabbi Yochanan B'tchila, who Omer Hashem Sefasai, Tiftach. Ula Basof, Omer Yilo Shonim Yifi V'agon. In the beginning of Shemona Esrei, we say the words, Hashem Sefasai, Tiftach. Which l'chore is an interruption between the geula of Shema and the tefila of Shemona Esrei. So how could anybody ever juxtapose Shema to Shemona Esrei when we have these interruptions? Amalazit tehei b'tefila shel arvis. What Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to say Hashem sefasai tiftach. That's only by Mariv and not by Shachris. So by Shachris you're able to juxtapose geula tefila, but not by Mariv. Says the Gemara, is this so? Ah, Ivan Rabbi Yochanan, we learned back in Dalam Nebeis. Ezu ben Olam Haba, who is somebody who's going to earn Olam Haba? Zoe Hasom Begula Shel Arvis, Letzvila Shel Arvis. This is somebody who's able to juxtapose the Kriya Shema of Mariv and the Tvila of Mariv. So how could you say that we only say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach by Mariv when there's an inyan of juxtaposing gula tefillah by marav as well? It's a very good question. So he says, Ella Amar Belazer. So Belazer qualifies the din of Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. Once again, he says, Tehei b'tefillas mincha. You're right. The only time we say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach should be by tefillas mincha. By Shach Shemarav, you can't, because you need to juxtapose. Hold on, we're not to the punchline yet. Because by Shach Shemarav, you need to juxtapose the gula to tefillah. Wait a second. We are asking, but we do say it by Shach Shemarav. Good, we'll get there. Rav Ashi, who's always the one of the last Amoras, whenever you see Rav Ashi in a Gemara, you should know we're getting to the thrilling conclusion of a sugya, because Rav Ashi and Ravina are the ones who compiled the entire Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tema Akulu. Even if you say, we say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach by each and every tefillah, since the Kavo Rabbanan B'tefillah, since the Rabbanan established to say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach as part of our Shemona Esrei, Ketefillah Arich Dedam, it's like a long Shemona Esrei. So therefore, even though you say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, you're able to be some Gula Tefillah. Why? Because those words are part of the Shemona Esrei, they're part of Tefillah. So you're still some Gula Tefillah by Shachris and by Marv, even though you add that, because it's Shema Shemona Esrei. Shemona Esrei, part of Shemona Esrei is Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. There is one addition we have by Mincha, and not by Shachris and Marv, which is Kishem Hashem Nikra Hashem God Belokeinu. We only say it by Mincha because that's not part of Shemona Esrei, and you don't need to juxtapose that. The Shaila is, you have to ask yourself, I don't know the answer to this question, but what if by Marv you come late and you say Shemona Esrei with the minion and you're not Sama Gula Tefillah? Do you add in Kishem Hashem Ekra? Okay, right.
Kishem Hashem Ekra, we don't say Kishem Hashem Ekra by Marv.
Because we have to be Sama Gula Tefillah. But what if you're not? Says the Gemara Vayikra. Tefillah Temahachi, if you don't say this Arvis, when it comes to Marv, if you don't say this Torah of Kitfila Arich the Damyo, and it's a long Tefillah, by Marv, Hechi Matzi Samach, how could you juxtapose Gula Tefillah? But you have to say Hashki Veinu, and that's Mafsik, that's interrupting between Gaal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. Ella says the Gemara, Kivan the Tekinu Rabbanan. Since the Rabbanan say Hashki Veinu, since the Rabbanan told us to say Hashki Veinu ki Geula Arich the Damyo, that's like saying a long Geula. So now by Mariv, the last of the brachos of Hashki Veinu is like a long Geula. So therefore, Hachanam here also, when you say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, came to the cover Rabbanan, since the Rabbanan established it, but Tefillah Arich the Damyo, it's like a long Tefillah. So you have this concept of either elongating the Geula or elongating the Tefillah, but either way, we still have juxtaposed to each other the Geula to the Tefillah. The Gemara is now going to bring down another memory of Rabbi Yochanan, that at the beginning of the Tefillah we say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, at the end we say Yilu Ratzon Mifi. Ask the Michtei Hai, what's this Pasuk Yehula Ratzon Mifi Mashma Lebasof? That it appears that we say it at the end of the Tefillah. What is this Tefillah? What is it appeasing for? Umashma Meikar. On the other hand, it's also something that people say in the beginning. Dibayina Lamemer, that we need to say it in the beginning. My time, what's the reason? Takinu Rabbanan, so the Gemara answers, Takinu Rabbanan le'achar Shmona Esrei Brachos, that we would mitzaken to say it after the 18 Brachos, le'mru me'ikara, let us say it at the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. Why do we say, you Lord, son of your feet, let it be the will of Hashem that you accept what's in my mouth? So Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, ho v'lomru David el'achar Shmona Esrei Parshios, since David HaMelech says the words, Yehula Rotzon, Imri Fi, after the first 18 parshios, the first 18 mizmors in Tehillim, Lafichach, therefore, Takir Rabbanah, when the Rabbanah established this field as part of the Shemona Esrei, they established it where? La'achar Shemona Esrei Brachos. That's why he establishes it after the 18 Brachos. The Gemara then asks, on this Teretz of Yehuda ben No, Shimon ben Yopazi, he says, honey, this Yehula Ratzon, which we say in Tehillim, Shemona Esrei. That's after 18 parshas. But how many brachas do we have in our Shemona Esrei?
10.
We have 10, 19.
It's ironic.
No. No. Hani says, you are son of Shemona Esrei. Oh, you're right. It's a Mizmor Yotes. It's at the conclusion of your test. I apologize. Are you a bracha? Correct. He says, I ask the Gemara question. Hadi Shmona Esrei Tisha. Sorry, have you? I is after 19 Mizmorim. Says the Gemara, Ashra Ish Velam Rogshu. Tell him, Perak Aleph and Beis. Chad the Parsha. That's all one Parsha. And it's not two Parshas. Therefore, Yehila Ratzon is after 18 Parshios. And therefore, we say Yehila Ratzon and Rifi after 18 Brachos. Either 19 Brachos, good Kasha. The Gemara then brings another raya that Ashrei Ish and Lama Rikshu Goyim are all one mizmor, and therefore the conclusion of chapter 19 is really the conclusion of the first 18 mizmorim. The Amr of Yehuda Breid, Reb Shimon and Pazi, Meya Vishalosh Parshios Amr David. David HaMelech says 103 Parshios of Mizmors. Velo Amar Haluka, and he didn't say Haluka Ad Shira'a until he saw Bimapalos and Shal Rishon, until he saw the downfall of the evildoers. Okay? Shenemar, because it says where in Tehillim Kuf Dalid, at the end of the 104th chapter of Tehillim. Yitamu Chatoyim Min Ha'aretz, let the sins be extinguished from this earth. Urishaim od einam, there shouldn't be any more rishaim. Baruch inafshi es Hashem haluka, praiseworthy is Hashem haluka. Says the Gemara, wait a second, it was at the end of chapter 104. Hani meya v'shalosh, meya v'arba havyun. It was really 104. Elishma mina, what do we see from here? That the first two chapters, Asher ish v'lam v'rag shogayim, chapters 1 and chapter 2, Chada parshahi, that's all one chapter. Okay, so therefore, what's the conclusion of chapter 104? It's the conclusion of the first 103 chapters, because 1 and 2 are really 1. So that means chapter 4, for example, is chapter 3, chapter 6 is chapter 5, etc., etc. The Gemara now brings another raya of Asher Ish Milam Rikshu Bagayim, or one Mizbor. Darm Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Rav Yochanan, Kol Parsha Shahaisa Chaviv Al David, any Parsha that was very precious to David HaMelech, Pesach Baba Ashrei, he opened up with Ashrei, V'siyim Baba Ashrei, and he concluded Baba Ashrei. Pesach Baba Ashrei, what does it mean he opened it up Baba Ashrei? Dechsiv Ashrei Eish, he opens up Tehillim, Perek Aleph, with the words Ashrei Eish, praiseworthy Zemeir, Ashelo Halach Ba'atzis Rishon, who doesn't go in the way of the evildoers. V'siyim Baba Ashrei, and he concludes Baba Ashrei. Dechsiv, at the end of chapter 2, Ashrei Kol Chosei Ba, praiseworthy is those who always have mercy. Okay? So now, one last thing we got to do before Rosh Hashanah. This Gemara is so important to do before Rosh Hashanah. Hinu Biruni. There was once these wild animals. I shouldn't say the word animals, but they weren't such a good guys, let's just say. Tavi Bishvusa de Rabbi Meir. They were in the neighborhood of Rabbi Meir. So you come Sarilei too. They used to torture him a shtickle. Havi Kaboy Rabbi Meir Rachmi Alev Kihechi de Lemesu. So Rabbi Meir used to die for them to die. Could you imagine? Amrulei Biruni de Besu says all of a sudden his wife Bruya. My daitech, what are you doing? So he says, Mishum Dechsiv, it says, Yitamu Chatoyim in Haaretz. David HaMelech also daven for Shom to die. Yitamu means Tam, it should end the Chatoyim, the sins, the Chatoyim, the sinners from the earth. Says Rui Bruya, wait a second, Miksiv Chotim, does it say the sinners? Chatoyim Kiksiv. It says the sins. When David HaMelech says, Yitamu Chatoyim in Haaretz, he wasn't asking for the sinners to be gone. He was asking for the sins to be gone. V'od, and furthermore, shuffle the sefer dekra. Go to the end of the pasuk. It says, "Urshaim od einam." The evildoers shouldn't be any more. Kivan di tamu chatoim. Since the chatoim, the chotim are gone, why does it need to say "Urshaim od einam"? There's no more evildoers. Ella, what does it mean? What are you supposed to daven for? Not that the sinners should be gone. Boy, rachmi aleihem de lahadri b'tshuva. Daven for them that they should be able to do tshuva, and then urshaim od einam. There won't be any more rishayim. So then, Rav Meir switched his tefillah. Boy, rachmi aleihem. Therefore, he davens for them. Lahadri b'tshuva. And these evildoers did in fact do tshuva. It's a bam kasha though, because really, what's in our hands? The only thing that's in our hands is Yerushalayim. So how can you daven for somebody else to have Yerushalayim? It's a kasha. But okay. But nevertheless, Yonah runs away from the people of Nineveh. Why? Because he doesn't want to do tshuva. Whatever, why not? There's a whole reason. But at the end of the Rishbam, as you said, but at the end of the time, the Pasuk says something very interesting. It says that the whole place became the opposite, meaning they were gone. The people who were the evildoers initially, they were gone, because those people weren't the same people. The notion here of Yitamu Chatoyim Min Ha'aretz, let our sins be gone, that's something we should be thinking about in Rosh Hashanah. We want to be not the same people. We don't want us, the physical people that we are, to be gone, but we want the spiritual piece of us that's evil to be gone. That's the whole objective of Rosh Hashanah, and that's what we should be davening for. Gentlemen, have an amazing, wonderful day, and have an amazing, wonderful year.